You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for He
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry. All of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. Go out to our website www.whenchristianspeak.com and click on our donation page.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth and relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends. Is it okay to do stuff a little different? So write this down. This first, you just got here. I'm telling you to write stuff down. Do what the Holy Spirit say. If He says to do something different, then do it different. He said to go this way, go that way. He said to eat 3 cookies instead of 4. How many should I eat? See, it's the little things where the growth is manifested. Y'all understand what I'm saying? It's the little things. He's not going to tell you to do, boom, step way out here. It's just a little step. You make the step and you get the blessing. You make the step and you get the anointing. It's just the little things. But just be mindful that, you know, you're waiting on big stuff. Start out with the little. Can you behave? Can you listen to what he said about little stuff? Can you? I'm getting the melon there. On Resurrection Sunday, I'm meddling. So guys, let's just enjoy ourselves. God got some awesome things he wants to do. He started out with worship. How many of y'all needed worship this morning? All right. So let's do our opening confession. Y'all ready? All right, let's do it. Father, I choose to be open and receptive today. I humble myself, bearing my heart, my joys, and my pains. I thank you for restoring my wounded soul. I believe that I will not receive more than my humanity can bear. I ask that what is hidden in my conscious and unconscious mind, those secrets hidden from myself, that block my growth and intimacy with God and others, be revealed. Search me, Holy Spirit. Reveal these hidden hurts to me and show me the areas that must be addressed today. I give you permission to go to the points of inception of my hurts and hidden memories that are negatively impacting my life. I give you access to my heart and mind so that you may bypass any repression, denial, depression, disassociation, confusion, guilt, shame, condemnation, pride, unforgiveness, anger, fear, or lies that may be blocking my memories. Override any obstacles that have hindered me or are hindering me from receiving my freedom in you. I renounce and cancel the effects of receiving any accusations, lies into my mind, body, soul, and heart that is contrary to the truth of who you say that I am. I declare that I live my life loved, cherished, and adored by you. I receive in my heart every expression of your love for me. Because you love me, I'm free of all guilt, shame, and condemnation. In Jesus' name, amen. So how he loves you. Y'all want to know how he loves you? But he made the ultimate sacrifice. Have you ever been accused of doing something that you're totally innocent of? Raise your hand if that's you. And you got the punishment behind what you didn't even do. So imagine a God, Jesus Christ, having done nothing, had no sin in his life, but yet and still, he paid the ultimate price. He made the ultimate sacrifice. His way meant deliverance from. I'm just want to talk to you about your future. Because when you look out here, you see a blink future. But his future, when he died for us, he made sure that future pain and heartaches would not have to be a part of our lifestyle. Now, that doesn't mean you still won't hurt. But you know, how long you won't hurt? That's the question I keep asking people. Somebody say, not long. If you're in pain, you determine how long your pain lasts. Because he paid the price for your pain. He paid the price for your heartache. He already paid the price for what he knew you were going to have to go through. See, they even say in the stages of grief, you determine how long you're going to grieve. But he paid the price. In John chapter 3, verse 16, it says, for God so greatly loved, not partially loved, piece of love, and dearly prized the world, that he even gave his one and only begotten son. So that whoever believes and trusts in him as Savior and shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Some people, you can't even get them to give you a piece of your snack. If this is the last meal, y'all ever been with somebody don't share the food? Okay, Jazz is that. I know I got somebody on this side that don't share your food when you're with people. Who is it over here on this side? Okay, there it is right there. It's a fight going on. But he gave his only son. Wasn't going to have another one like that. The only son. So he sent his best on our behalf. But get this. How many of us have a challenge giving anybody anything when they don't act right? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. See, y'all try to act like this. They try to act spiritual over here on this side. What about this? Okay, we got more honesty over on this side. And see, he did this when we were jacked up. He did this when we were coming against him. When he was talking on our behalf. He hung on a cross and he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Whatever the last word you say in your death, that's the most important word. Forgiveness. I talk about that all the time. People get tired about hearing about forgiveness. But if that was his last word, then that's the most important. Right, Roslyn? I always talk about Roslyn. Y'all got what I'm saying? But here it was. He did it for us when we were not thinking about him. What were we thinking about? Y'all, you're going to be honest now, right? Y'all going to be honest with me? Before we start thinking about Jesus, y'all shout out, what were you thinking about? Boys. Myself. Women. Huh? Career. Money. Food. Who say food? Oh, okay. There it is right there. There it is. What else were you thinking about? Huh? Going to the party. Twerking for Jesus. That was somebody. I heard somebody say twerking for Jesus. Somebody say, talking about Jesus, okay? What else y'all heard? What else were you thinking? The front line, y'all talking, back line, where y'all at? Money. Money, okay. But he did all this for us when we were thinking about everything else. Love is a profound, tender, passionate affection for another person. Tender, passionate affection. So you want to spend time with him. You want to get close to him. We can do that in our prayer life with him. Let's read this next one together. A feeling of warm personal attachment or deep affection. Personal attachment means you got something I want. I got something you want. I'm attached to you. I want to spend time with you. I want to relate to you. I want to be around you. Let's read this next one. No, let me talk about it. His love is unconditional. How many of us got conditional love? Be honest. Y'all got to be honest? See, this front row again. What y'all talking about back there? Y'all trying to act like y'all love conditional. Unconditional. Y'all know what unconditional is, right? Yeah. You don't have to love me for me to love you. There's nothing you can do to gain my love. I'm talking about God. His love was it. Unconditional.
So it's nothing you can do to gain it, and it's nothing you can do to lose it. See, when you sin, you sinning. You get the consequences of those things. But God's love didn't change. Because the Holy Spirit, he convicts, not condemns. When you convict, you're being reminded of, you're better than this. You're better. Your life is better than this. All encompassing. So that means he enjoys everything about you. Encompassing. That means he knows everything there is to know about you. He know I eat 4 cookies at night. What does he know about you that you think he don't know? Y'all going to be honest about it? Y'all going to try to act spiritual? I know the front row get honest, but what about the middle row and the row after that one? All encompassing. So he knows what you're going to do the next minute. He knows what you're going to do the next 5 years, the next 10 years. His love is encompassing. So there's nothing you can say that's going to surprise him. His love is overwhelming. Now, I'm not talking about that smothering love. Y'all, anybody ever been in a smothering relationship? See, everybody gonna raise their hand, look cool. They don't talk about the person that's sitting beside them. Y'all understand what I'm saying? But that smothering type of love where, you know, it's like you can't go nowhere. You step outside, you just stepped outside and somebody behind you. Where you going? When you coming back? Anybody? No, don't raise your hand. But see, this overwhelming love is the type of love where you want him everywhere you go. See, you can talk to him about stuff. Y'all need to talk to him about stuff? I mean, just cool stuff. It don't have to be deep. Did you see that? Reckless love. Reckless means you don't have to give me the love back that I give to you. But I'm going to keep giving the love to you. That's the type of love we have with him, guys. That's how he loves us. Do y'all understand what it means? Reckless love. He don't put no brakes on it. No caution sign. Well, you didn't pray yesterday, so I'm not going to. You know, y'all know people that if you don't call them, they going to be mad at you. When you call them, they act real cool to you. Anybody ever heard that? Y'all raise your hand a little bit like that. You got to raise it high. And you're like, what's wrong with them? But see, his love is reckless. I mean, it was reckless enough that he hung on the cross. Committed no sin, did nothing wrong. It's steady. Oh, people are looking for steady relationships. Start with him. He's the one you want to be in. Because what happens if you're dealing with someone who knows everything, is everything, has everything, and want to spend time with us? He's faithful. I just need help understanding. It's like when God doesn't do what we want him to do, when we want him to do it, then we start talking about him. But when he's doing and blessing us, do we give him praise? Do you say thank you? You woke up this morning. Did you say thank you? Someone got new outfits on. New outfits on. I said thank you. My wife said, honey, you need a new outfit. I say, I don't doubt it 1 second, honey. Let's get it. That's it. Did you thank him? Do you have to wait for Resurrection Sunday to give God glory? It should be like it's every day. Everybody in here is in here. Your eyes working, your ears working. You're trying to act like you don't hear. But you're walking. Some might be limping, but they came anyway. Can you give them praise for that? The sun is out. You had to be able to get here by either driving or riding with somebody. Just give some praise, man. Selfless. Oh, how many of y'all know selfish people? Y'all know any selfish people? Say, you're the only one? Is it easy being around them? Oh, no, it's not. Wayne said, no, it's not. But see, we might be that way, but he's not that way. Everything he does for us. For the betterment of where we're going. Generous. Generous. So you complaining about getting that $500 raise. Somebody don't even have a job. I'm talking about the people who are looking. I'm not talking about the other kind. Y'all know what I'm talking about? But his love is generous. He's always thinking about more than enough. Intimate. So y'all write this one down about intimacy. You can talk and not be judged. He wants us to tell him about what's going on because he already knows. But when he say pray, in prayer, he say when you say. So we supposed to say something. He knows what we're thinking. But when you're intimate with somebody, you don't have no secrets. Y'all know what I'm talking about? How many of us hiding secrets right now? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Look, they ain't no hide. See, they hide it already. Well, what about this side? Anybody hiding secrets? Nobody raise their hand. I got one person in the back. We see, you did it, so we're not even ask you what your secret was. That's it too. But see, his love is never ending. It never runs out. Never runs out. It's always present. It's always there. It's always doing. I mean, that's a lot of love, guys. Y'all think y'all receive all that love? So what excuse would you give for not receiving it? Not being worthy? Don't deserve it? What's going on with this side? Not deserve it? Okay, on this side, what would stop you from receiving all that love?
I've done too much.
I've done too much? Okay.
I think I can do it better.
I'm not perfect yet.
What I did last night.
What I did last night. Amen. People scared to laugh. They scared to laugh. They scared to laugh. You know, then people get nosy too. They like, well, I wonder what she did last night. She married. She married. It can't, what? He can't really mean me. Yeah, that's a good one. My past is what?
Holding me back.
My past is holding me back. But let me give you a word for that. Y'all ready? Just like I gave the man a word. He said, I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. You choose. We will believe lies all our life about what we wanted to believe. When truth comes, we don't know what to do with it. But at any moment, we can change how we think and how we don't receive by deciding I'm choosing life. He said, I set before you. Every decision that we make is based off life or death, blessings or cursings. No one can make you change your mind, but you have the opportunity to change it. Because see, there's something in this thing about love, that all these things talking about love, he put up with all that, and he's still after you. Because whatever life you're living is nothing compared to how you can live. Can I tell you a secret? You can't buy peace. But he's the only one that can give it. You can't buy it. People have tried. There's a whole lot of dead people who stars and all that who tried to get peace at night, peace during the day. But you can't buy that. You can't buy rest. You can drug yourself for it, but you can't buy it. It's different when you can just lay down and rest. You can, the man in the mirror, the woman in the mirror, you can look at them and be satisfied with what you see. That's what Jesus did. So you make a decision. Life is set before you. Blessing is set before you. See, people can tell you about God, but until you experience him for yourself. Because he meets you at a different level. He meets you at whatever level is necessary to bring you to a place where you'll worship him. In Luke chapter 15, verse 3 through 7, it says, what man among you, if he has 100 sheep, and loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost, searching until he finds him. Now, we got the 99, but that's how important you were. That's how important I am. He went looking for me because I wasn't easy to catch. Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Were y'all easy to catch? But because he's never failing, he kept coming. I was somebody's barbershop guy when somebody was talking to me about Jesus. But I had this little old lady that she liked, the 49ers. And whenever I came by, you know, I would come home from school or something like that and just happen to walk by her place because it was a store nearby. And she in our culture, when they call you boy, that's serious business. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Boy, just have a seat. Just have a seat. And you have a seat. And she started telling you about Jesus. Started telling you about, I'm living here all by myself, but he supplied my needs. When my leg ache, I know how to pray for it. The doctor said I'm not supposed to be here, but here I am 5 years later. And she would just, every time, you know, and I just find my way. See, you want to be around people that are going somewhere. or at least know where they're going. Y'all know what I'm talking about? You meeting somebody and they talking the same game all the time. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But see, he died for them too. See, they might have been, because see, we was that one that Jesus came looking for. He said, I know these people are straight, but let me go get these. Let me go get him. Because see, he knew what he wanted me to do. He knows what he wants you to do. Stop comparing yourself to other people. Because every anointing is different. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Stop saying, well, I don't sing like such and such. You're not supposed to. Because he came and got you. You singing now or doing what God called you to minister because he came and got you. And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulder rejoicing. Now, he been looking for us, and then he don't even let us walk back. He lifts us and carries us to the destination. So see, you got to grab onto that thing. About what did you do? He's even carried, he looked for us, found us, and then carried us to our destination. Didn't even let us walk, Shay. He said, I got this. Check this out. And when he gets home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep. Now, this is the first time in scripture that I know of where a person didn't have a party and start talking about people. Y'all know them people? This side, do y'all know people like that? You make a mistake and your name all over, not only the internet, but your family tree. Y'all know? Anybody? I see two people, three people. I know this side got a whole lot of people. But he rejoiced. He says, rejoice with me. Because he knows when I'm rejoicing with you, then what's going to happen? More excitement is going to be manifested. See, the mind is trained like this. It lacks success. How come we can't be successful in Jesus? When we testify to somebody or tell them about how good God is, how come we can't be excited about that? It got to be something special. It got to be, that is special. You took somebody that was dead and now he's alive. I'm just sharing about how he loves. Anyway, I tell you, in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. So a party going to go on today because somebody's going to get saved. You get saved and there's a party going on in heaven about you. I mean, everything stops. That just shows how important you are, how important that decision is.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com. or call at 866-333-9505.